Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Well, Amy Dickinson has the lead, Peter. She has 4 points. Mo Rocca and Charlie Pierce are tied for second. Each has 2.
All right. We have flipped a coin, and Mo has elected to go second. So, Charlie, you're up first. Fill in the blank. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Several papers reported that a gradual troop withdrawal will be the recommendation of the blank led by James Baker.
The Iraq Study Commission thing.
Yeah, the Iraq Study Group. Good enough. After the death of a former Russian spy, British Airways found low levels of blank aboard planes that flew to Moscow.
The radioactive material, yeah. Polonium or something like
radiation.
That.
Radiation. For the first time in 10 years, same-store sales dropped at big box retailer blank.
Walmart?
Yep. On Wednesday, outgoing Senate Majority Leader blank announced that he will not seek the presidency.
Bill Frist.
That's to protect consumers. The government in Wales is forcing Welsh dragon sausages to change their name because the sausages do not contain blank.
Dragon.
Right.
Hilarious. No way.
A Denver TV station found that U.S. military recruiters are telling potential soldiers that serving in the Army is no problem, even if they're blank.
Dead.
No, gay. Months after his drunken display of bigotry, blank said he feels badly for Michael Richards.
Mel Gibson.
Right. Two workers at an Idaho ice skating rink were fired after they were caught blanking.
After they were caught zambonying. Running, driving, taking the Zamboni home or taking it to a liquor store or a bar.
Good enough. Actually, very good. They took it to a Burger King.
No way.
They drove their Zambonis right through the Burger King drive-thru. This guy gassing up his car in Idaho, he must have thought he was like hallucinating when he saw these two Zambonis come down the highway.
No way.
Go through the intersection, go right into the Burger King. The ice rink employees made the unauthorized 1.5 mile Zamboni jaunt successfully, but they were fired when the onlookers and employees blew the whistle on them.
Would you like
the police?
Fries
the police.
That?
The police chase was hilarious.
Oh, was great.
Really?
One guy almost got away.
Yeah. Well, it'd be funny because they'd be going down the street and the police cars would be skidding all over the place behind them. That'd be cool.
It's cops on figure skates, right?
Chasing them. Carl, how did Charlie do in our quiz?
Charlie had a great round, Peter. He had 7 correct answers for 14 more points. He now has 16 points, and Charlie has a good lead.
Whoa.
Well done, sir.
Whoa.
I knew I made the wrong choice.
Yeah, right. Clearly. All right, Mo, you're up. Fill in the blank. Defying predictions, the 2006 blank season ended without a single landfall in the U.S.
A hurricane.
Right. Stocks slipped Tuesday after blank said that inflation was uncomfortably high.
Bernanke.
Yes, Ben Bernanke. Because of continued ill health, blank was not able to attend his 80th birthday party in Havana.
Fidel Castro.
Right. Blank rolled out its new operating system, Vista.
Microsoft.
Right. An Arkansas man was caught trying to steal an electric guitar from a music store by blanking.
By playing.
No.
Did I hear a guitar?
No. By stuffing it in his pants.
Dragon is easier.
Twice this month, blank has been caught by photographers not wearing underwear.
Oh, Britney Spears.
Right, the Toyota engineer who was known as the American father of the blank car died this week at age 59.
A hybrid.
Yeah,
the car.
Prius. Very good. Yeah. Police in the California's Bay Area have cracked a case involving hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of blanks.
In the Bay Area, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. Is it seagulls?
No, it's stolen nuts. Nuts. The nut nappers had stolen more than $400,000 worth of almonds and walnuts from local orchards. They squirreled them away at a Sacramento warehouse. Upon hearing the news, one almond company owner said he was really thrilled to have his nuts back. Carl, how did
Mo... Oddly enough, Kevin Federline feels the same way.
Carl, how did Mo do?
Mo had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14. But Charlie still has the lead with 16 points.
Okay, so how many then does Amy need to leap up and take it from Charlie?
Well, she needs 6 to tie, but 7 to win outright.
Oh my gosh. That's a tall order.
I wish I had read the paper this week. Ugh.
Yeah, get all the sexual thoughts out of your head now.
Oh, they're out.
No, she's good till next. She's good till next week.
Here we go. Ready? Fill in the blank. The Bush administration strongly criticized NBC's decision to call the situation in Iraq a blank.
Civil war.
Right. For the second time, the president of blank has written an open letter to the American people.
Iran.
Right. Approximately one half of the hourly workforce of automaker blank accepted an early retirement offer.
GM.
No, Ford, I'm afraid. In an attempt to revive the stalled peace talks, blank met with leaders in the Middle East this week.
Condi.
Condoleezza Rice. Very good. National Geographic reported this month that, to improve their breeding practices, pandas at a zoo in Thailand are getting blank.
Massages, porn.
Well, it is porn, but you said massages first. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Panda porn, of course. Panda porn. The same week, they were named Newlyweds of the Year by GQ Magazine. Blank, blank, and Blankala Blankerson filed for divorce.
Pamela Anderson and Kid Rock.
I don't know why we do that. Perhaps inspired by her role as Mary in the movie The Nativity Story, unmarried actress Keisha Castle-Hughes announced that she is blank.
Preggers.
Yes, a woman filed a suit against Kraft Foods this week saying that the company has been knowingly and recklessly selling blank.
Cheese.
No. Worse than that.
Sorry, that's not cheese. Right.
Phony guacamole.
Ooh.
A woman named Brenda Lipsey was making a three-layer dip last year. She was using Kraft's guacamole dip for that important green layer. But she says, quote, "It just didn't taste avocado-y," unquote. She checked the ingredients list. It turns out Kraft guacamole dip is only 2% avocado, the rest being modified food starch, coconut and soybean oils, and recycled plastic Christmas trees for the color.
Didn't she look at the lip? Didn't it say fomaloli?
Fomaloli. No, that's
focamoli.
That's in fact, that will be, I hope this goes to the Supreme Court. That is the fact, that's the crux of the case. She says you can't call something guacamole unless it's made with avocados. And Kraft is like, come on. Basically, that's their defense. Their defense is like, come on.
We call it cheese.
Exactly. And nobody's minded.
I'm assuming that panda porn is in black and white.
It is, and I got to tell you, it's so dull. It's so formulaic. Everyone is like, it's like a eucalyptus leaf delivery man comes.
Right.
And that's, you know. And that's it, man. It's like, you know.
And oddly enough, everyone's named Ling Ling.
I actually...
Carl, did Amy do well enough to win?
Amy needed at least 6 correct answers to tie. She had 5 correct answers.
Oh!
So with 16 points, Charlie Pierce is this week's champion.
Well done, sir.
I'm going back to my room now, and for only $7.95, I can watch the Panda Stewardesses.